The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Happy Easter! I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host, fellow realtor, husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. Happy Easter. How are you?
Happy Easter. I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good today.
Excellent. For the second week in a row, we have Aaron Brown from Energy Smart Insulation. Aaron is a residential and commercial estimator. How are you?
Great. Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for being here with us on our Easter weekend here. We're looking forward to a fabulous discussion like we had last week. You're a wealth of information. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we review numerous real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, advising, and assisting clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. You can send us an email if there's a topic we haven't covered and you'd like to hear it covered. Send it to us, or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724.
View our listings or search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, and that allows anybody with a smartphone to view listings on their phone. It's mobile friendly, jruddy.com. Also, like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Okay, let's recap. Who are you, where are you from, and how long have you been doing it, please? Aaron Brown.
My name is Aaron Brown. I'm with Energy Smart Insulation. We are based out of Scranton, PA. We're a small family-owned and operated company specializing in spray foam insulation. I've been with the company now for 4 years. I started out as strictly, you know, just a residential estimator. Now I've branched into the commercial side of things, so we're getting into doing it all.
Okay. Last week we touched on all the various benefits. There's a lot of benefits to spray foam insulation. It can reduce energy costs. It seals air leaks. It's waterproof. Well, the closed cell is waterproof.
Correct.
Right?
At a certain point, yes.
It soundproofs.
Yes.
Okay, so there's...
I don't like to use the word soundproof. I like to use sound detonation. Soundproof is kind of one of those things that are...
You can still hear sounds, but they're muffled.
Exactly, yes. Okay. It's dampened very, very much.
Okay, so it can help with the...
Yeah, traffic outside, any type of noise that you have outside, sure.
Even if you're in screaming neighbors.
Right, yeah. When you're in, especially...
Barking dogs.
In a duplex, we sometimes will do the dividing wall.
Oh, sure,
you know,
right.
Sometimes you have...
Minimize the sound between the two units.
Yeah, we actually had an older couple that lived on the left side of a duplex and had, a family on the right side with younger kids that they said would, you know, run up and down the steps all day long, beating themselves off of the walls, you know, everything else. We did the dividing wall, and it made a huge difference for them. They're very happy. They were actually considering moving until we did that. So,
okay, very good. So last week we covered spray foam insulation for residential properties. Is usually two different types, open cell and closed cell. And there's certain places you use those types of insulation, roof lines, basements, crawl spaces. You use the open cell or closed cell?
Typically in an attic, we use the open cell foam. Anywhere where there's not a lot of moisture, you can usually get away with that. The open cell is strictly an air sealer, where the closed cell has that built-in vapor barrier or waterproofer, essentially. That works well for a basement, crawl space, stone foundation, anywhere where there's a lot of moisture. You touched on like a roof line. Sometimes if it's a metal roof line, where you have a lot of condensation problems of the, you know, the heating up and the cooling of the metal, where it tends to, you know, it can tend to almost rain, you know, sometimes in the attic, and that'll stop that from happening. You keep the warm and the cold air from meeting, you eliminate that convection, therefore you won't have a moisture problem.
And anywhere under crawl spaces where animals, squirrels, chipmunks, what have you, go in and out of. This spray foam insulation will limit that, correct?
Yes. I mean, everybody knows that the mice and everything, they love the fiberglass. It's a great home for them. They can come in there, they can breathe, they can do whatever they want. They just embed themselves right in it, as where the foam, not 100% sure what it is, if they don't like the taste or whatever it is, but I think a lot of it has to do with, because it creates that airtight seal, they just cannot breathe in it. So if they can't breathe in it, they can't live in there. So that's a big thing.
And they don't drill holes, eat out holes, or anything like that to get through?
In my experience, no. We have not seen any activity of that. Like I said, we do a lot of crawl spaces, you know, especially for people that have second homes that don't need it, you know, not even for insulation purposes, just to keep the creepy crawlies out.
So what do you think most people then find is, what's the obstacle? It seems like it's a very positive.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, the foam is by far the superior product. There's no question about it. In my opinion, the only comparison to fiberglass insulation or traditional insulations is the price point. If you can get over that initial investment, I tell people, you know, granite later, Formica countertops now, you know, do the things that you can't change. This is something you're going to do one time and you never want to do again. You know, if it's not in the budget, do whatever you can to get it in the budget, because you're going to be 100% satisfied in the end. It's something that is, you know, going to save you money not only now, but for the rest of your life.
Well, what do you have to say to the homeowner who's doing renovations and he's looking online and he sees these spray foam places with an A cylinder and a B cylinder and a line set? What would you say to that guy? Are your prices competitive with that?
We are, yes, we are actually pretty competitive with that. We are a little bit more, obviously, because we do the install. It's more of a labor-intensive type of thing. The biggest thing about it is, you not only have a professional company coming out to do it, we do it every single day. We know the ins and the outs. We know areas that can be sealed and can't be sealed. We know, you know, where it should go, and everything like that. There's a lot of issues with those kits that you can run into. A lot of people run out of material.
Temperature.
You know, the temperature is a big thing with that. You have to do it in the perfect conditions to get all the material out of the drum itself, out of the tank itself, without using up all the air before you use the material.
Right. Otherwise, you'll have all that waste. You'll pay all that money and leave half of the product in the can.
And there's no way to get it on your wall, exactly.
Is spray foam insulation flammable?
Yes and no. It's a class 1 fire rating, which means anything that gets hot enough will burn. If the whole entire house is on fire, it will burn, but it is self-extinguishing. So if you were to take the flame away, it would put itself out. And it's not really a burning. It's more of like a smoldering or a melting. It would never really catch a flame.
Are there any environmental hazards that are contained in the materials you used?
All of our products are safe, and we're backed by the American Lung Association. So our products are definitely safe to put in the home. The only issues you run into is when the product is actually being applied, the off-gassing, so to speak. When the two chemicals meet and expand to make the foam, the expansion gives off an odor, which is similar to a paint smell, which we vent out. We have ventilation fans that we get it while it's airborne, before it gets to settle into a carpet or anything like that. You get the smell out of the house before it has a chance to settle into anything. So we vent all that out. It usually takes a couple hours. They say up to 24 hours to get it completely out. But once the smell is gone, it'll never come back.
So it's just an odor? Is it toxic?
No. Some people get, if you have, you know, allergies, sometimes it can bother you and give you a headache, or, mild, like a haze over your eyes, they call it. But that's about it. That's usually only when you're, you know, really, really close to it being applied.
Okay. What about these older foam systems? I've heard stories about people with the foam giving off formaldehyde, mm-hmm. and being horrible and being terrible. What's the story with that?
Well, here's the standpoint on that is, nowadays you just cannot put stuff like that in people's houses.
More formaldehyde in the walls?
There's no way. But on the other hand, this bottle of water right here contains formaldehyde, believe it or not.
In the plastic.
There's formaldehyde in everything, but parts per million, basically, to where it couldn't affect a mouse. You know, so it's one of those things. But no, there's no significant amount of formaldehyde in any of our products whatsoever.
All your products are very safe.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
So will the insulation minimize air infiltration to help keep out allergens, dust, and, you know, outside pollutants?
Correct, yeah. I mean, that's a big thing with fiberglass insulation. If you put that down, say, on the flat part of your attic as an insulation, you know, a traditional assembly, what'll happen is it never creates an airtight seal. It's just designed to slow air movement down, not to stop it. So what happens is, when that warm air is leaving your house and going through that fiberglass, you're trapping dust, pollens, and everything else in that, essentially a filter,
right,
that never gets to leave the house. So over time, you're breathing that in. Exactly.
Gosh.
Where the foam, we control all that. We keep all of that out with the air exchanger and the mechanicals to vent all of that out. So therefore, you're not trapping it in there.
Well, the one thing that you touched on last week that I really like about the product is it seems like it's one and done.
Correct.
If you put it in, you don't have to worry about it deteriorating over time and having to do it again in 10, 15, or 20 years.
Absolutely. I mean, we did a lot of projects after the flood that we had a couple of years back where people had to do major remodels and gut out their whole entire house and basically start over again, where our product, because it does have that waterproofing quality to it, that all you would have to do if in a case of a flood again would be remove the sheetrock, you know, and the surface would just let things dry out. It would never harm the foam, and then just put your sheetrock back up, you know, whatever.
So it dries out.
Absolutely, yes.
And you don't have to reapply anything.
Correct. The open cell foam, because it does not have that vapor barrier, will allow moisture to pass through it, but it will never fall down or anything if it were to get wet. If you stop that moisture from coming in, then it's going to dry itself out and return to the way it was when it was installed.
Okay. We're headed towards the break. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, we have a lovely 3-bedroom, 2-bath home in excellent condition, located at 949 James Avenue in Scranton for $144,000. This home needs nothing. It has a modern Eden kitchen. The baths are modern. It has a ductless air conditioner. It is well insulated, and it has a large deck off the kitchen. It also has a heated 4-car garage with a loft, a covered front porch with very nice landscaping, and all of this is on a large level lot with a fenced-in yard. So if you're looking for move-in condition, 3-bedroom, 2-bath home, give us a call about 949 James Avenue in Scranton for $144,000, and that's listed by Trish Conway of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And I just read a recent, very interesting article. You'll like this. To the global rich, New York City is a bargain. Did you know that?
I
know you did.
If I don't go back to New York City, that's just fine with me.
Yes, and your wife and son love it there.
Yes, the total opposite.
All right.
You know what it's like? Because I lived on the beach and I wanted to be in the mountains. You're in the mountains, you want to live on the beach.
You're an average American. You're never happy.
Never.
That's all. Complain when it's warm, yep, and complain when it's cold.
You always want to be where you
That's right.
Where you are not.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. Well, a new report shows that on a per square foot basis, New York is half the price compared to some other favorite cities of the rich. And this is from CNBC.com. The Knight Frank Wealth Report shows that the tiny principality of Monaco remains the world's most expensive real estate market, followed by Hong Kong, London, Singapore, and Geneva. New York is a definite bargain from the global market perspective. However, London is a favorite city of the rich. The study ranks cities by their attractiveness to the rich based on 4 criteria: economic activity, quality of life, knowledge and influence, and political power. And the skyscraper index, according to Knight Frank, also ranks skyscrapers by the capital value of the upper story floor. Listen to this, Pat. You'll find this very interesting. Hong Kong ranks first with a value of $69,222 per square meter. Tokyo ranks second with around $40,000 per square meter, followed by New York at around $25,000.
Oh, such a deal.
Such a deal. See, invest in New York City, right?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. It's time for a short break. We'll be back in a bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting, too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ready from Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Happy Easter once again. We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ready, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good. Where's your Easter bonnet?
I don't wear that.
I don't say it. Okay.
Did you ever see me in an Easter bonnet?
Never.
Or any other hat for that matter? No, I don't wear hats. We are here with Aaron Brown from Energy Smart Insulation. Aaron is a residential commercial estimator. How are you?
Good. How about yourself? Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Thanks for being with us on your holiday weekend. Aaron, can we have your contact information, please?
Absolutely. You can reach us at the office anytime, 570-558-0941. You can contact me directly on my cell anytime, 570-240-5356. You can also email me with any questions, Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, at NEPAEnergySmart.com.
And you have a Facebook page?
Sure, absolutely. You can like us on Facebook. That'd be great.
All right.
Energy Smart Insulation.
Excellent. Okay. Before the break, we were talking about all the different things regarding spray foam insulation. One thing I wanted to ask before we move on into other areas of discussion. If a house shifts, settles, will the insulation settle with the house? What happens there? Does it pull away from the walls? What happens?
Here's the thing. Foam insulation does allow enough flex for a house to settle. So it's never going to crack or peel away from the studs. It does have enough give for when the wind blows or when you run up and down your steps, where traditional insulations such as cellulose, if they're in your walls, you know, you create vibrations throughout the house where you cause it to settle. So over time, you have a, you know, 2-4 foot void at the top of your wall where there's no insulation, you know, where heat is just going right through your house.
Okay, very good information. Now, on the roof line, if we can get back to that, we've hit on that a couple times last week, this week. What points do you want to make from your perspective about spray foam insulation regarding that roof line?
Yeah, because we've had this discussion with roofers before, too, so I want to hear what you have to say.
Sure. I mean, a big thing that we do a lot of times is to go right to the underside of the roof to make what we call an unvented roof assembly. Now, your eyes light up the first time, you know, you hear that. Any contractor that has ever, you know, been around says you have to vent out a roof. You cannot go right to the roof line. How do you do that? What we do is we seal up the soffits, the ridge vent, the gable end walls, you know, create a complete and total airtight seal and seal off the envelope of the house to where we keep the warm air from the inside of the house and the cold air from the outside from ever meeting. So you never have that moisture created, so there's no reason to vent. Now, what that does is that creates a conditioned space in your attic. So that keeps your attic now 2 or 3 degrees warmer than the first floor of the house all year round. So I don't know if you've ever poked your head up in an attic, you know, in the summertime, it's probably 150 degrees.
Ungodly, yes.
It's unbearable hot, where now it's not going to be like that. So some people that have their HVAC equipment up there, you're not cooling your air now from 150 down to 70, but you're going from 73 to 70. So if you have, you know, if you turn your air conditioning on in the summer and it blows hot air for 10 minutes, that's your problem. It's so hot in your attic that it takes so long just to get it to cool down.
Makes sense.
Now, you were saying you needed some kind of a mechanical ventilation?
When you're sealing up a whole entire structure, yes, you do have to install some sort of mechanical ventilation, because we insulate. Our motto is insulate tight, ventilate right. It's all about not allowing any type of air infiltration inside of the house other than what you tell the house to bring in. So just from cooking, cleaning, showering, everyday activities, there's moisture created inside of a house that needs to get out. With the foam, it doesn't allow that. It creates that airtight seal, so there's no moisture can escape. That's where you have to install some sort of mechanical ventilation to, get that out, such as an air exchanger, an ERV unit, an HRV unit, things that actually heat and cool the air to, when they're taking the moisture out, to keep it all the same temperature.
You're sealed so well. How do you know if there's water issues, not only from a roof, but leaking windows and in walls? And what about mold? Is that something somebody should be concerned about?
Mold is not really a fear for us, because we cut off the one lifeline for mold as air. Moisture and air have to be present
for it to grow.
So if you stop the air, then you're never going to have that problem. If you have the ventilation system inside of your house, you get the moisture out. So you're never going to have the two, there for a long enough period of time for mold to accumulate anywhere.
Okay, when you're applying spray foam insulation, are you covering wiring and plumbing when you're doing this?
Typically, we do. Now, this is a big question. I get this all the time. What happens if you ever have to run another wire?
Or get to the plumbing leak.
Exactly. I tell people sometimes to take a picture of their wall. But a lot of times, we don't go with enough foam that we cover everything 100%. So you can still see where, your plumbing is or your electrical is. Say if we go, nowadays they frame with 2x6s in the walls. So if we use 3.5 inches of foam, you still have some room there, after the fact to run
fish.
Another wire,
okay.
To fish a wire through, exactly.
Okay. And you can access that plumbing.
Correct, yes.
You don't have to be Sherlock Holmes.
Or MacGyver or whoever, yes, sure.
Okay, all right. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Aaron Brown from Energy Smart Insulation. Aaron's an estimator who does residential and commercial estimates for insulation, spray foam insulation.
And a wealth of knowledge, remember?
Absolutely.
No.
We're learning a lot about spray foam insulation and all the differences between spray foam and cellulose and fiberglass. And spray foam seems like it would be a winner all around. Initially, though, people can't get over. Sometimes it's a little bit more pricey.
Yeah, the sticker shock, so to speak,
of the
initial investment.
Well, what we talked about last week, I wanted to touch on again, about doing it on the basement walls. We did it. We had it done in our basement on the basement walls. It keeps the moisture out, and it keeps the basement so much warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. I think people should look into it. And it's an easy project to do, too. All you do is have to have the wall broom clean, correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and like I said, a lot of times we don't even have to brush off the surface, where the gun itself has enough air being pressurized before they spray that the sprayer will go through and blow off the excess dust on there first, so we're not adhering right to it. And just to touch on that, a lot of people don't realize how much air actually goes through their block. People believe, block walls are solid, nothing can go through it, but it's not the case at all. It does allow a lot of air infiltration through. And another big portion of a basement, which is the biggest bang for the buck, so to speak, in your house, other than an attic, would be right where the house sits on the foundation. We call it the sill plate or the basement rim joist. If you think about it, everywhere else, above grade or in your walls, you have siding, sheathing, insulation, sheetrock, everything there to stop from the direct air, where that's really the only seam of the house, where the air makes its way in. It goes up the walls, out the outlets, the can lights, ceiling fans. I mean, you're creating drafts all over your house from one little area like that, where we can come in for very little money, seal up that whole entire thing and take 30% off your heating bills. Imagine spending $800 to $1,000 to take 30% off your heating bills for the rest of your life.
Sounds like a no-brainer.
Sounds good to me.
How long is the application process?
Depending on the size of the house, most of our jobs are one day.
Yeah, it's a fast job. It's quick.
Yeah,
guys really know what you're doing.
Yeah, I like to take a little bit of pride in that. Our guys are very experienced.
Trained professionals.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
Okay, getting back to something you were talking about. I was talking to a roofer recently about this, and he said when you spray the underside of a roof, with the spray foam. He says the heat used to radiate through. He says now you're trapping the heat, and he says you're actually cooking the shingles more. You disagree with that?
Yeah, the reason we're not cooking the shingles is, if you think about it, if you poke your head up in your attic, it's 150 degrees, if you know, a traditional assembly in the summertime. If you poke your head up in the attic after you foam it, it's a couple degrees warmer than the first floor of the house. So how is that baking from the inside? Say on a 90 degree day, it's 150 degrees on the inside of your house in the attic. So that is baking the shingles from the inside. It really is. When we seal off that whole entire thing, we eliminate the convection, the convecting of you know, getting that from 90 degrees to 150, where it heats it up from the inside out. We keep the outside out and the inside in. So the outside is only seeing that 90 degrees or whatever it is outside. It's never getting baked from the inside. We keep the inside a conditioned space, so you never have that convection happening.
A lot of people think they are up to code with their insulation. Does that equal maximum efficiency?
Absolutely not. To be honest, we usually don't even meet R value by code with the foam. And a lot of people say, well, how do you do that? How do you use half the R value and, you know, even allow it to go into a home? How do you pass inspection with half the R value? Well, what happens is, say a closed cell foam, for example, is R7 per inch. Well, with 2 inches of foam, you create an airtight seal. So you're at an R14. That R14 at only 2 inches outperforms an R38 of fiberglass by over 50%. So how do you say that an R14 is better than an R38? It's all about the air sealing qualities. What happened was, a group of engineers did a study to determine what the primary utility loss or energy loss was from a house, and found out it's not all thermal resistance like R value. It's a lot, you know, a big contributor, about 75% is air loss. So if you stop the air loss, you know, you keep the heat inside of the house. That's the bulk of your energy bills, and that's what it's all about. It's all about that airtight seal.
How does someone get in touch with you, Aaron, please?
You can reach me anytime at the office at 570-558-0941. If nobody's there, absolutely leave a message, and we will get back to you promptly. You can reach me on my cell anytime, 570-240-5356. Or if you have a question you'd like to email me, it's Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, at NEPAEnergySmart.com. Also, we have a website, NEPAEnergySmart.com, or you can follow us on Facebook, Energy Smart Insulation.
Aaron Brown from Energy Smart Insulation, we thank you for your time 2 weeks in a row.
No, I appreciate it. Hopefully you'll have me back.
We will.
Thanks
Take
a
care.
Lot.
Happy Easter. Pat, would you like to review a listing,
yes,
please?
Yes, I have a bargain here today. We have a bargain located at 121 Pancoast Street in Troop for only $29,000. This is a two-bedroom, one-bath home with low taxes of only $720 a year. The home will need to be updated, but it is five rooms on a level lot with so much potential. So if you're the right buyer, this is a great deal. If you're a contractor or you're just a handyman, we have the home for you. You know, you put some spray foam insulation in there and you'll be straightened out. This is a two-bedroom located at 121 Pancoast Street in Troop for only $29,000, and that is listed by Tommy Sesso of our office.
And Tommy Sesso just joined our office, Century 21 Jack Ruddy. He has been a realtor for 24 years. He has helped many people realize the American dream, and he is a member of the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors, the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors, and the National Association of Realtors. He looks forward to helping anyone in need of his services. There's a new bill that requires CO detectors to be disclosed on a seller's disclosure form. This is a new bill that just recently passed. It requires homeowners to disclose on their seller's disclosure form whether their property has carbon monoxide detectors installed. And it requires the installation of detectors in certain rental properties. That's new. Our seller's disclosure, the PAR seller's disclosure that we have been using locally here, we've already been using a disclosure that asked if there were carbon monoxide detectors present, so we're already complying with this law and have been. But the new bill requires many sellers or buyers to install this carbon monoxide detectors in rental properties in the vicinity of the bedrooms and the fossil fuel burning heater or fireplace. The owner is responsible for installing the detector and repairing, replacing it between tenants. But while the property is occupied, the tenant is responsible for all upkeep, including periodic testing and battery replacement. That's very interesting.
Yes, that's good. That's good stuff.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And during the week, visit jready.com to view our listings or search the MLS listings. Have a great week.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.